How's it, everybody?
Aloha mai kakou.
Welcome back to
Hawaii Kind Things.
Yes, Saul, I say welcome back because the time between these episodes that we're recording is like a million years in between.
I think it's more for us. It's like, welcome back. Yes, yeah. Like, hi, welcome back.
But really, this episode won't come out 1 week after the one before that.
Yeah.
So be terrible at it, but life is happening around us.
Yeah, sorry, it's my fault.
No,
it's always my fault.
Me too. Been international, this and that. But anyways, welcome back to Hawaii Kind Things. If you're here for the first time, the podcast talking about, obviously, all things Hawaii.
Yes, and if this is your first time on this podcast, you are missing out, bruh.
Yes, sir. Because there's also one empty YouTube channel, bruh.
Oh, yeah.
No, we get two on, though. We get two.
Yeah, there's YouTube stuff, too.
But we recorded a lot.
Well, it says episode 30.
But... yeah, so we think this is episode 30, but, you know, we figure them out. If you clicked on 29 and we're saying this is 30, no, you're in the right spot.
Yeah, you're still in the right spot. But before we do anything else, we always have to set out our knowledge disclaimer. So we're not kumus. We're not saying we know everything. But being born and raised in the islands, this is what we know. We're not saying there's a right or wrong. If you have a suggestion, calm your nuts and email us at hawaiikindthingspodcast@gmail.com and we'll consider them. Mahalo's nui.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So here we go. We're diving into the topic of
Waikiki.
Or Waikes.
This is like such a special place. It's funny because I feel like, I don't know about you, Kobe, yep. But like for me, this is like the beach that I grew up going to. So like when you're talking about Waikes, like this is basically my dad calls it his office. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
He posts on Facebook and he always says back at the office.
Not with the picture of the feet kicked up.
My dad's paralyzed. He can't kick his feet up, bro. That's not a lie.
Bro, I thought you were talking about throwback.
No. Doing that in his wheelchair.
Oh my god.
Taking picture of the sunset, just know what it's like. And you can't lift
up. Using your picture of the beach.
Yeah. Bruh, no laugh. That's my dad. That's a true story, okay? We can laugh. You cannot laugh, dog.
That's my uncle, that's why. Or is he laughing right now?
Yeah, he would be laughing.
My son,
right
not
now.
Your friend.
Oh my god.
Oh, bro.
Oh man, that's it. That's it. Pow podcast. The podcast pow.
That's it.
But yeah, no, like, anyway, back on track, back rolling.
Oh my gosh, where we was? We got nowhere.
I don't even know what we're talking about now.
Okay, anyway, Waikiki. But no, Waikiki is so special because even if you're not from them, which, believe it or not, there's people from Waikiki. Like, there's Waikiki locals and natives.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Waikiki is such a huge part of Oahu that, like, we all kind of have a possession of because it holds special place in our hearts and memories.
I also feel like Waikiki is this place of, like, not necessarily opportunity, but there's so much different, like, you know, people talk about, like, subcultures within an ecosystem or, like, within a community.
Within Oahu, there's Waikiki.
Yes, like, there's Hawaiian culture or, like, Hawaii culture. There's local culture, and then I feel like there's Waikiki.
And
the reason why I say that is because there's so much different, like Kobe just said, there's so much different people going through it. There's tourists, there's locals, and then there's, like, us kind of local where we're not local necessarily, like, in Waikiki. Like, we're kind of tourists in a way.
We're the opposite side.
Yes, but we're on the opposite side of the island, so we're technically not necessarily that. We're local in Hawaii, but, like, Waikiki local, like, people born and raised in Waikiki, like on Kapahulu.
Waikiki locals can tell when a local is not a Waikiki local.
Yeah.
Like, that's how, like,
One townie, that's what I call a townie, the true townies, because like that's like Manoa, that's like Hawaii Kai, that is, you know,
like
Waikiki.
Makali, Makiki, like that town. That's
kind of all blended into Waikiki. Like, even Kahala. Kahala's not Waikiki, but, like, I still, like, but if you're going Waikiki, you gotta go Kahala, because it's just right down the road.
Yeah, even in that aspect of this podcast topic, if you're from Waikiki, we're sorry if you're getting some of this wrong, because there's some stuff we'll never really understand about Waikiki. But this is our first episode that we're actually talking about another town.
Yeah.
That's not true. Why not, you know?
But see, but again, now I remember what we were talking about before, before you brought up my dad and his and his paralyzed body.
Just pass right over. Just pass right over. Just ram that speed bump. Go right over.
But no. What I was talking about was Waikiki is just so special because, like, for me, this is where I was, like, born and raised. Going to this beach. Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, folks, I used to not go to school on Fridays because my dad was off of work and my mom's like, nope, we're spending time with your father. We're going to the beach. Like, every Friday, I'll be at Waikiki. And then it's just so different because I know Kobe's history with Waikiki is you were in college or, like, post high school, right? When you were in Waikiki. So I feel like you got that side of it, which I only get that currently, like, right now because I fly home for work.
And you live there.
Yeah, and I live there. But, and, like, I feel like you actually, like, lived in Waikiki, at least for
really
a little
close,
bit.
Yeah. Me and my buddy was really close.
But I feel like you've always been cruising around. Like, I never got really that side of it, of, like, being a young adult in Waikiki, because I think that's a whole experience.
See, that's what I'm saying, where there's some Waikiki locals just do things differently than locals from, like, you know, if one Laie guy was to go hang out in Waikiki, he would do some stuff that Waikiki locals wouldn't do.
Right. And not only that, Waikiki has everything. Now that there's Ala Moana right across the bridge, like, bro, you don't need anything now.
No, all you need is a moped.
Well, moped or holo bus pass.
Oh, or now the bikes out, the bikes you rent.
Oh, yeah. So again, I just told Kobe the story. So the things you see in Waikiki, there was this homeless guy. Somehow he got on those beaky bikes. Yeah. But anyway, zoomed past me on the sidewalk, mind you. And then, like, all the way down, and if you folks in Waikiki, you notice at the first Macaulay Bridge, I could hear them. I'm like near Seaside, and they're like kind of more down to the Macaulay Bridge. They're yelling at each other for get off the sidewalk with their bikes. And this two homeless, or this one homeless, I know the guy was homeless, but maybe another local or guy that was homeless. I don't know. Get those in Waikiki. You don't know if they're homeless or not.
Yeah.
But he was on his bike yelling at the homeless for get off the sidewalk while he's on his bike. On the sidewalk,
mind you, they both wrong.
Yeah.
One guy's on the completely wrong side of the road, but they both not in the bike lane.
They both on the sidewalk,
and just
yelling at each other to get off the sidewalk.
Chow dang it. Oh my gosh.
Oh man, but like I said, that's just one of the many things in Waikiki.
There you go. So that's one of the things about Waikiki. But, like, okay, for the people that's just completely lost, Waikiki is on Oahu. If not one of them, it's the most popular town / city on Oahu.
Right,
probably
right.
In the state.
Aside from the town in Lilo and Stitch.
Oh.
But I don't even know what town they're in. They're like a Maui or
that's
something.
That's me. I thought it was Kauai.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. They're not on Oahu.
It definitely looks like Kauai, you know.
Because you know they're not from Oahu because they're taking pictures by a Duke Hanamoku statue. Why? You locals don't do Oahu people don't do that. They just appreciate the statue.
100%. 100%. You go make sure no one vandalizes them.
Yeah, you look at them like, bro, they better take nice pictures.
Yeah. No, you're not doing them justice. Give me your phone. I will take pictures
of
you.
Let me take picture of me inside. Keep a pop.
Let me go inside this picture for you.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, Waikiki is, so the most well-known city. Also for the fact that it's in a lot of movies. It was the most publicized version.
I was going to say, it's all up and down 45-0.
Yes, exactly. They're probably lying to you what's Kalakau Avenue or whatnot.
Yeah, probably. But, the airport, guys, the airport at Hawaii 5-0 is actually the Hawaii Convention Center. Just saying.
Oh, and how about them? How's their the kind? They're like headquarters, like Iolani Palace. Oh, the building across Iolani Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it in Iolani Palace?
No, it's not in Iolani. There's no way they can film in Iolani Palace.
No, it's not. But they, you know how they show the outside shot?
Yeah, I see,
like,
I see.
Headquarters or something like that. You know?
Iolani Palace.
Yeah. So dumb.
That's Bishop Museum. That's what they're using.
Why not DMV?
Probably his statue in the front.
Okay, anybody says the best statue on Oahu, though.
Israel. The brother is Kamaka Viva Ole statue.
Or the, who's the one on Waimanalo? Is that Akebono?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, give him a big statue of him like it
is.
Like,
really?
Yeah.
I think I know what you're talking about, but I'm not.
We can look them up during the break.
Yeah.
But anyways, so Waikiki, back to actually Waikiki, is this crazy place. It's only 2 miles long. You never know these things until you look it up. It's only 2 miles long.
Really? What are you measuring though? Like from?
Okay, see, I had to look up what is the actual. See, this is stuff you don't really know. So what is the actual boundaries of Waikiki?
Yeah, because like, if state. You talk, because like I'm talking about like there's Queens Beach, like that goes all the way down to like the aquarium. Is that still Waikiki?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. So that cannot be just kind of.
It stops at Kapahulu. Stops or starts at Kapahulu. Ends at Ala Moana Boulevard.
That's what I mean. It starts at Kapahulu. That's what I'm saying. But past Kapahulu, there's still a whole stretch.
Technically.
But that's not Waikiki.
I mean, from what we found, yeah, technically that's not.
Okay, because I'm saying, like, that's an extra, like, mile and a half at least.
Yeah, because.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, right, because get the park.
To the Kaimana Hotel.
Yeah, yes. And the tennis court.
You would think that's all part of it.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we call them Waikiki just as a.
Yeah, because I'm not going to call them Diamond Head area.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I guess some people over there, they would. The people that actually live Diamond Head.
I actually walked all the way down there, and even like by Fort de Russi, that was an experience.
Oh no, yeah.
Like it's almost like a beach within a beach.
Yes.
I didn't even realize that. I was like, I've been here my whole life and I've never stepped foot until I was like at Waikiki just hanging out and I was just walking.
But have you really? And you know, it's like.
No, I've never been there.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's crazy. We're on the same island, but there's still so many parts that we don't
even know. Yeah, and I was tripping out, and I was like, this is like a whole, like, almost like resort. They even have like a, like that boarded sidewalk, or like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, how they have, where it's like.
I know exactly what you're talking about. With the
really. Rubber. Yeah, I think it's rubber or whatever, but I'm like, oh, damn, like, this is legit.
But at least we get access to that. If people wanted to learn you cannot really do that.
Yeah, you cannot.
You know, if you someone else is walking behind people's houses at Miley Point and stuff like that, people would be like, what the hell are you doing?
I'd say, but actually, you don't want to do that in Waianae anyway.
Exactly, yeah. But, okay, anyway, so Waikiki, obviously known for hotels, surfing.
Yes, sir.
Shopping. Yes, sir. Not necessarily for locals, but nightlife. So that's more for the locals. And, you know, that famous view of Diamond Head from, you know, where is that most likely from Sheraton?
You know what's even more sad?
What?
And I think I already talked about this. In the Bishop Museum, they have, like, this picture was painted from this spot of the Bishop Museum of Diamond Head. It's just so sad. You could see the tip of Diamond Head until the mountains, like, not the mountains, until the ocean hit it at the bottom.
Yes.
Now you can barely see the tip. Of Diamond Head.
Right.
Like, from that spot.
From Bishop Museum.
Yeah. Because Bishop Museum is kind of overlooking the...
It's up. It's up too.
And it's overlooking, like, the highway. So, you know, you can look at... And I was like, bro, at one point, you could see where the kai hit the freaking mauka.
Well, all you could see was the fish ponds, the lo'is, and... Wow. I love seeing those old
But, yeah, pictures. That's in Bishop Museum, folks.
Yeah, but anyway. Okay, so, like, going into a little bit of... You know, just like everything else, you're going to do a small kind of history. So, Waikiki used to be a lot bigger, like what we were just saying. So, it actually used to include, I guess it was before this was like city limits and stuff like that. Manoa and Palolo.
Okay. Right? That would make sense, though, because Palolo is
just going upwards.
And Manoa is kind of just going upwards, just more down to the left.
Yeah.
Or to the mountain.
Yeah, yeah.
To the head.
Right, yeah, whichever way, yeah. But it used to be a lot bigger.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of nuts? But that makes sense.
Well, I mean, yes, because, like, even in Waianae, like, we kind of... Well, that already was, like, a Tahupua'as, but, like, you know, Pearl City is something that is, like, I guess it's a made-up name anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Yeah, they could just kind of divide it however they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, speaking of Tahupua'as, like, in 1400s, the chief of that area designated an irrigation system to take advantage of... the abundant resources that are there. So that's when they made the fish ponds and the lo'is and stuff like that, because there's a lot of like water over there.
You know what's so funny? Is that what the Alawai is? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, that eventually, shoot, when was that? Like 1920s or so, whoever the government was at that time declared the water as a hazard, as a health hazard. So they took it out. And that's when they created the Alawai as a solution, which is so ironic because now that is the health hazard of the island.
But that's what I mean. did they take out the lo'is? Because is that where the lo'is and stuff
were? Yeah, well, that whole area.
Well, that's what I mean. It's just interesting because that's like one of the things a lot of people say, like, what is that called? Emu is unsanitary because you're digging a hole in the ground. Mm-hmm. Like, but no, like, this just proves it. Like, no, you folks the dirty ones. Like, now look at the alawai that you tried to replace of our dirtiness or uncleanliness. Yes. Like, how are we living this life?
It's unnatural.
How are we living all these generations and you're saying this is unhealthy, bruh?
Right.
Damn. Wow.
Just like almost anything is like that. What people think is better.
Right.
Later on down the road, is it? You know?
No. Aole. Kiko pow.
Monkeys. Anyway, it's, we're not going to keep being worked up. We keep getting going around the history. So then eventually, fast forwarding. So it was for the longest time, it was fish ponds and taro patches. That, I mean, you can go back and look at those photos on Google. Those are some of the craziest, like, throwback pictures of old Waikiki.
Wow.
Anyway, fast forward all the way to 1794. King Kamehameha I arrived from Big Island onto Waikiki. That's where they stormed the beach, is Waikiki. And then that's when they set off for the trek all the way up to Nu'uanu. And that's the big battle of the Pali. That really famous painting that's in everywhere.
Yeah.
Probably every hotel.
Any Hawaiian history class or lesson.
You got a lot of that. Classes along next to the Ahupua'a poster.
The picture is so famous.
Yeah, for reals. For reals. But anyway, so eventually we all know what happened. King Kamehameha like united all the islands. And so he moved his royal court to there in 1809 to keep look over like all the trades. Because everyone, that ended up being like the main like shipping port. So all the trade people would come to that
area. And he just chose Oahu? Is that the reason why Oahu is so what it is now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it ended up being really like royalty, you know, where royalty sat.
I mean, I guess that's where the Iolani Palace was, so.
They just kept it all there.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But anyway, fast forward big time. Visitors started coming to Waikiki in 1830s.
Mm.
Wow, that seemed like a long time ago, but really not.
That's really not a long time
ago. Really not. Even like Kamehameha, like going to, what's it called, Waikiki to for the battle in 1794. That's not even that long ago.
Right, he didn't swim, dog.
Dog, like David Hasselhoff, dog, in the SpongeBob movie, just going like that in the water, just... Anyways, so 1830s and then going fast forward to 1860s, that's when the first road was constructed in Waikiki. I'm not sure if it was Kalaka or Kuhio or whatever, but anyway, first road was constructed there. And then 1901, that's when we got the very first luxury hotel.
The Moana Surfrider.
Dog. 1901.
It is a Marriott hotel for all of you folks who wants to know.
So has it always been, or when did they buy? Do you know?
No, I don't know. I just know
they probably bought it pretty far back.
I have people in high places in the Marriott chain, and so your girl gets Marriott discounts. Kiko Pow.
Uncle Marriott.
Yes.
Himself.
So. I've stayed at some royal places like the Moana Surfrider and the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
Macau Surfside.
I wish.
Me too.
I wish I could stay there.
I like an apartment over there.
But no, I stayed at the Moana Surfrider.
Yes, the first one. Also where Duke Hanamoku himself worked.
Yeah.
Used to be a surf instructor back then when that was the only hotel, you know.
Yep.
You know, if you think about, like, when these English people or these French people whatever came, like, oh, they want to surf. They see, like, the Hawaiians doing it. So, they end up being on job. And that was Duke Hanamoku's job.
Yes, you folks should all watch the movie The Ride.
And you get to go see Weldon as on surf instructor.
Yeah, and the guy who played Duke Hanamoku is so handsome.
Who was that?
I don't know.
It's my cousin.
He's just handsome. Oh, yeah, and then there's Weldon.
Trevor beat up the Hollywood. Beat him up all the time. Trevor beat him up. Oh man. Anyway, so the Moana Surfrider, 75 guest rooms. And like these is this still 75? Gotta be a lot bigger, huh?
I'm not sure.
I'm sure.
I know they have a new wing, but I don't know if they renovated it or if they created a new wing, but
They have those two towers. I guarantee like that.
The middle section still get those 75 rooms probably.
Yeah.
But like they have a separate wing onto the side.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a beautiful hotel. You gotta look them up. If you're listening, you gotta look them up.
Yeah, it's a really nice hotel.
And then
it's history. It's the first hotel that's ever.
And you can tell because it looks like the Pantheon, the Parthenon, the White House. Like it's very historic looking.
I think it was part of like one of the first places they get electricity too, like with the Iolani Palace.
The first elevator.
I'm pretty sure.
Iolani Palace had electricity before the White House.
Yes.
How nuts is that?
because we was the royals.
No, dude, Hawaiians was making electricity, though.
Right, imagine if Hawaiian people and go back and was the presidency became a monarchy with Hawaiians.
Kikomema.
Oh. Nuts, no, Queen Liliuokalani. Give her back her throne.
Oh. Getting all nuts. Okay, 1927, really cool. What people don't really know about a lot of this is the Waikiki Natatoria Memorial. That swimming pool. You know what I'm talking about? Keep going down Kuhio, across from Kapi'olani Park, is that gate-looking thing. It's a swimming pool.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Yes. Okay, so you're going down Kuhio, huh?
Kuhio, okay.
You're going down Kuhio? Oh, no. Sorry. Main strip.
Kalakaua?
Kalakaua, yeah.
So you're going towards Diamond Head.
Going towards Diamond Head. And then you're heading towards the aquarium across from Kapi'olani Park after the beach. Yeah, eventually it's going to be this white, big fence-looking thing. Beautiful. Like structure fence.
Oh.
And that's a war memorial.
Oh, I don't know.
That's a war memorial. Yeah, but it's a fresh, I mean, it's a saltwater pool. So it's a pool. That's where Dukan Moku swam.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, yeah, right. And even, yeah, Olympic swimming pool. That would make sense.
Yep,
that would
make sense. It's an Olympic swimming pool, but it's been closed down for a really long time.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I don't know when specifically it closed down, but it closed down. But it's sick. Like, seeing, like, the aerial view of it. So it just goes out into the ocean, and then it has, like, gates underneath for fresh water to come in.
Wow.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's crazy beautiful. But also in 1927 is the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
Yes, I've also stayed at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel. Which, that's where royalty stays.
You gotta know it. You know what I'm talking about? You see him?
Yes, now I know what you're talking about.
Nuts, huh? You only see him from the street.
Wow. I never knew that. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
There's a project, there's like a petition and stuff like that. They're trying to reopen them and stuff like that to bring it back, because apparently it was a huge part of the community back then where
kids used to swim down. Well, I mean, it was the community swimming pool.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it was all fresh salt water, like fresh salt water.
That's so, yeah, you don't gotta put your kids in chlorine all the dang time and all of that. Gosh, the YMCA.
That's so cool. I did not know that. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. But anyways, holy moly. It's already a lot.
Yeah. Pretty dense. We need a break.
Anyway, yeah, we go. Better to go back. Hawaii Kind Things podcast is brought to you by Hale Brand. It's a brand catered to Hawaiians, Kama'aina, and all those who just love local Hawaiian culture. Through their major shirts, hats, stickers, beanies, jackets, they're letting people represent where they're from, show their appreciation for the islands, show their identity, and express homesickness. So head over to shophaole.com to go get your gear, go get your shirts and whatnot. But before you shop, make sure you listen to the end of the podcast, because we're going to have a discount code for you. So in the meantime, follow Hale Brand on Instagram or Facebook for all the announcements and the new gear that's always dropping. So yeah, go ahead and support Hale Brand. All right.
And we are back.
We are back, ready to fill you in with Pigeon Word of Podcast and Hawaiian Word of Podcast, because you can tell we is not consistent.
But actually, I think this still worked out. So let's start off, because we're already talking about it, let's start off with the Hawaiian Word of the Podcast.
Okay,
so
perfect.
We chose Waikiki. So first, I want to spill all my thoughts out there into the podcast.
Into the Hawaii Kind Things universe.
Yes, that's what I meant. Waikiki is what I'm learning. It is a name. But the translation, the literal translation of Waikiki, so Waikiki is just spelled W-A-I-K-I-K-I.
Mm-hmm.
But the literal translation, because the way we pronounce it, Waikiki, is... hold on, let me try and do this. V-A-I... And then ka with a ka e with a kako, and then ka e with a kako.
Yeah.
But anyway, uh-huh. Vai means water, and kiki means to shoot or to sprout. So it's funny that we're talking about it being like this irrigation system, because mm-hmm. Waikiki literally means sprouting water.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think of it as, again, I don't know if we, if I talked about this already, about, like, translating things from, like, thought compared to what it sounds like. That's more of a thought, right? Mm-hmm. Sprouting water, because that's what they used to do with the irrigation. So, yeah. Like, I think of sprouting, like, shooting it somewhere. Irrigation, that's what you're doing. You're dividing
up the water. A language that makes sense.
Yes. You know, instead of it being, like, irrigation, and make a Hawaiian word that sounds like irrigation.
Yeah. Up of Hawaiian, like comic people.
But again, that's just more deeper into other stuff. But now, with our pigeon word of the podcast.
It's false.
Yeah, because you could see choke of this being at Waikiki.
Yes, no. Especially these days. How come almost every weekend there's a video on Hungry Hungry Hawaiian, or I don't even know if that's like Mean Hawaii or whatever. Like, there's beefs all the time.
So, growing up, I've seen like a bunch of beefs and scraps at Waikiki Beach, but this one that I'm always gonna remember was these two girls, again, falsing each other, yeah. But these two girls was fighting, but one girl had like this whole group of people with her, and the other girl only had like two or three of her friends. But yeah, like we were just out late in Waikiki, and you could just see this big group with this one girl. But the one girl that was playing with her two other friends that were just standing with her, they was already on the beach. It was right in front of Walls, right next to it, right down by the showers.
Yeah.
Right across from Starbucks and ABC store and Lulu's.
Yeah.
But then again, so we see this one girl with her big group of friends coming all the way down, and we're like, what the hell's going on? And as soon as we see the crowd, then we see the one girl on the beach putting up her hand. We're like, oh, are they going to meet on the beach? And sure enough, they just meet on the beach. No talking, no screaming. They just meet on the beach. Boom. They just start going at each other. Start falsing each other.
So if you never put them together yet, false is like when it's not just some punch.
Yeah.
It's like one haymaker. It's like one two bomb. Like what we talked about.
Like that.
Yeah. For real.
Like what? Like, and that's how you know it's on false. Like just...
I don't know why you say that. Oh, Brian, false hand. like when your friend never get to go see the scrap at recess.
Right.
And you gotta fill him in. Oh, dog, yeah, he was just coming on outside. He's in false hand, dog. He's in false hand. Like, I don't get why you say that.
I don't know. Is that a Hawaii thing, or is maybe...
Here's another thing. Is that just a freaking white night thing?
I don't... Is it?
No, you know what? Because Bula Io used to say false crack.
Okay, I'll just say no. I don't think that's just a white
thing. It's a whole thing, yeah. There's some just white night things, especially when it comes to fighting.
Or my cousin, he was like, he was younger than what he was now, obviously, but he was like maybe our age now back then, though, like maybe late 20s. But he was out surfing. And then he just comes paddling in, like paddling, like real, not real fast, but like piss off kind of fast. And we're like, oh, Luna, what happened? And here comes my Uncle Butchie, his dad, comes running down. Luna was saying that while they were surfing, Luna caught a wave. And then this guy was like mounting off and yelling at my cousin because he stole his wave.
In Waikiki.
And my cousin is like this young guy, and this guy's like an old man. And he's like, all out. And my cousin's like, you know what, uncle, meet me on the beach. Bro, my cousin went like paddling, again, waiting for the guy. And the guy, all scared, because then had my Uncle Joel, my Uncle Eddie, my Uncle Michael, and his dad, my Uncle Butchie. And mind you, from my Uncle Joel all the way up to my Uncle Butchie, it just gets taller. So my Uncle Joe is like maybe 4 feet. My uncle Eddie is like a little bit taller than that, like, you know, 5 feet.
So we go 5, 6, 7.
Yeah,
foot.
No. And then to my Uncle Butchie, who's like 6'4", maybe. Just a huge Hawaiian.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the guy looks a lot bigger. But he looks like as old as my Uncle Butchie, as his dad. And we're just like this. And we didn't know which guy it was because there was a bunch of surfers. But you could tell because the one guy was like slowly walking out. My cousin Luna was just like, hurry up. Like, you like bumped up. And the minute the guy got up, boom. False crack him. Right, and you could hear him too, just like, boom.
Just like clap.
Oh. Yeah, we're like, oh. Right in the shallow. And you never even let the guy get out of the water, dude. In the shallow water.
Bro, just face down, huh?
No, and then he ended up choking him out. And I'm like, it was a whole thing. It was a whole
false
thing.
False him. He's down in the water, face down. Then go choke him out.
It was a whole thing. What an animal. But yeah, it was so dumb. And it's like, This is what people fight over. This is what, and we don't know what the girls was fighting over, but that's what my uncle and this uncle and my cousin was fighting over, because this guy was being mean to him because he caught the wave that he was going to catch.
See, everybody, so that's why that's the Pigeon Rider podcast, because you can see that in broad daylight.
Yeah.
Not even got to be nighttime.
Or if you work at any of the hotels, overnight audit, you can hear them.
Yep.
Bro, you can hear girls cracking guys.
Screaming.
Guys cracking girls. Like, dude, it's everything.
Why did he go down?
You see everything there.
Goes down. So, this part of the podcast, we're going to talk about what locals do in Waikiki.
Oh, my
Not
gosh.
Not necessarily tourists, but, like, what are they doing? So, number one thing is holo holo.
Yeah. You know, a lot of locals, they just walk the strip. Yep. That's what we call it.
We go walk wakes. Yeah. Walk wake. Well, that's what you used to do, like, high school, too. Like, you catch a bus. Like, choke people go catch a bus, too.
Okay,
like,
Waikiki. No, I never do that. No. No, but yes, if we weren't going with our family, then we would have probably had to catch the bus.
Choke people just go and they just walk. They don't necessarily eat. They don't shop. They just walk. Yeah. Walk on. Cruise on.
Or even then, you just bring your own family and just... Well, because again, like, for us Waianae people, we don't go to Waikiki all the time. So when we go to Waikiki, we're making it a whole day. It's a whole adventure.
Yeah.
You probably can go to the zoo. Or if not, you're just going to be walking around Waikiki all day, going to the beach, walking around, going to the beach, walking around.
Walk into the hotels, because apparently into the locals like to do that. Just walk through the hotels.
Well, and not only that, because we don't get the we don't usually get to experience stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or we don't at all. Because who can pay for a hotel? Why you can pay for a hotel when you live there?
Yeah, exactly. Which we can get to that. But, you know, there's lots of shops, but that's not what locals usually don't go to Waikiki for shop. You go Power Rangers or something.
Well, I mean, but like, again, but Waikiki has everything in there. They have a Ross in Waikiki. They have a Long's Waikiki.
They got everything now.
They have an H&M in Waikiki.
Target.
They have a Target. No, they don't have a Target in Waikiki. No.
Oh, never mind.
It's technically Ala Moana.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Ala again, right?
See, is that?
Ala Moana, Kahala, Moa, Manoa, Palolo. Is that technically all
Probably
Waikiki?
Probably was. Used to be.
Right.
Yeah. 100%.
You know, but now there's everything over there. So before, when we were growing up, if you like shop at Gucci and like Dolce & Gabbana, that's all going to be in Waikiki.
Tesla.
Tesla store.
Yeah.
Oh, but like if you in Bali, you shop at Maui Divas, you know what I'm saying?
but if you in Bali, you'd rock Maui Divas.
Maui Divas all the way, clearance rack. Was on the clearance rack, and my sister-in-law worked there, so I got an employee discount off this clearance rack jewelry.
On the clearance rack.
Bruh.
Oh,
Kiko Pow, bruh.
So you also go surf. Surfing is one of the biggest things. And
or not even surf. Boogie board. You can just boogie board man. No, that's boogie the perfect place.
So it is, yeah. So Wall is more the boogie board spot, but a little bit more down, there's Queens, there's Canoes, there's Pops. Say,
and you gotta go that surfing side. We're nowhere to Wall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or else.
Because, I mean, you can kind of boogie board outside of the Wall, but that's where you're surfing.
Yeah. So the boogie board is going to be a little bit more towards Diamond Head, that area. But even get Point Panic, which is the other side.
The way on the other side.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, then again, where's the line drawn? Right. I don't really know. What else locals doing in Waikiki?
Bro, they go Kapahulu Zippies.
Oh, that's right. That's sad. That's the closest Zippies to the beach.
Yeah. And it's still pretty far. Not gonna lie. Everyone's like, it's not that far. And I'm like...
I'm not walking that.
I ain't walking that either. Yep, I'm not walking
that's
that. So sometimes if I ever did eat at Zippy's, it's at McCulley Zippy's because that's where my grandma lives and I meet her there. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to walk all the couple of Zippy's.
Yeah.
Even if I'm at the Marriott. Nope.
Because, I don't know. I think they would do so good over there.
Bro, now they get Denny's in Waikiki.
They always had Denny's.
Oh, no, but now they have, like, two of them. Now they have a new one, because the Where's old the Denny's is all the way by Fort DeRussio, back there.
Yeah, it's right next to Halekulani.
Now there's the new one that's right next to Hula's. Right next to the zoo. Right across the street from the zoo.
Oh, for real?
You know that big intersection of the zoo?
Yeah.
And there's the parking lot? Yes, it's right at that corner of the intersection.
Yeah, because
right
I always go park for surf, but people always check and bang.
Oh, right next to the Kuhio.
Yep.
Because they just renovated them.
Exactly what you're talking
about. The Queen Kapi'olani Hotel.
Exactly what you're talking about. Yep. Anyway, Oh, speaking of Kapulu, Go Zoo. That's the Honolulu Zoo is right at the edge of Waikiki.
I'm not going to lie. I hate that Hawaii.
I hate the zoo, but I've been there like 20,000 times.
Not only that, there's a Big Island Zoo. Did you know that?
No.
Hilo has a zoo.
What they get over there?
I don't know, but that's what I mean. Why are we making these poor animals come in the middle of Hawaii?
Right?
Like,
the only thing that makes sense in the Honolulu Zoo is the Komodo dragon.
Yeah. No, and not only that, and is the native Hawaiian birds.
Yes.
I can totally
see that. Must call them on bird. What do you call them, bird zoo?
On bird watch. No, I don't know.
Honolulu Bird Zoo.
Watch birds. Let's go to the zoo. But I don't know. That's just
my right.
But I also know that like I'm just thinking because I work for a college that maybe like even UH maybe has programs for students.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. That's what I'm thinking. Because even like San Diego, like why do they have a big zoo? Maybe they have. Maybe I'm just assuming the zoo has
to. Gotta get study.
I can't think of any other reason why you would have a zoo.
Zookeeper, in the movie. Okay. Speaking of that, next to the zoo, Kapi'olani Park. Kapi'olani Park is a huge and probably one of the only places that they play rugby.
To it, and the one thing I need to say right now before I forget.
Oh no!
If you folks never been to Waikiki, do not take pictures or climb in the banyan trees.
Oh yeah.
It is Shishi Hotel and homeless hotels.
But not only that, it's like the banyan tree is such a special and like interesting and characteristic tree. I don't know much of it in Hawaii, but in Guam, they believe that it holds spirits.
Okay, well, yeah, the spirits is going to attack you because they're sleeping in there. Yes. And you're going to wake them up when you try and go swing, in the tree.
Swing on them.
Yeah, but just know because there was this girl who she looked like an influencer or like some sort of dance influencer. And she was like, oh my gosh, like my treehouse. And I commented on her Instagram page that says, you do know that everyone pisses and shits in that tree. That's not a treehouse. That is a public bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just letting y'all know.
The one right there on the call.
Yes. Yes. Not only that, the one passed. The one passed by the big sunset on the beach. Screen.
Yes.
There's that one too. That big bang. Just like, do not take a picture. I mean, you can take a picture in front of it, but just know that if you go in there, there's like, it's like Shishi Central.
Just smiling in the picture. Boom, smelling doo-doo.
Yeah.
Next to Kapi'olani Park, which kind of in Kapi'olani Park, is the Waikiki Shell.
Concert. Yeah, the Shell.
Concert is huge. And you know what's
birthday
at the Shell?
Bash.
The Major Raja.
The Major Raja.
Major Raja
but
takes
I
place.
Think Major Raja took over Birthday Bash.
Makes sense. Yep. Major Raja is this weekend, actually.
FM 100.
Oh, I like go to Major Raja.
They used to do Birthday Bash for FM 100, I'm pretty sure.
Birthday Bash. Yeah.
So my family, that's what we used to do. We used to go all, and like I said, we never used to stay in one hotel. So we would go all the way from Waianae, go there early. Birthday Bash.
Not even that far.
But and then home. Now we just sit outside.
We just sit in Kapi'olani Park.
Yeah, yeah, by the big by the bathrooms and by the big stage.
After you got some Diamond Head Grill or you got some that kind.
But now, because I'm the hotel queen, we stay in a hotel now.
Yeah, there we go.
And then we just chill out.
Now you know Uncle Marriott.
Yes.
Okay, here's another thing locals do in Waikiki. Halloween.
I didn't know Halloween was a thing in Waikiki.
Halloween is nuts, bro.
I did not know that.
It's straight nuts, bro.
Like my cousin
everyone
was telling
so
me
drunk.
You were telling me that?
Yep.
All and rip. Not only that, I now that I know Waikiki, Play Bar is an 18 and over bar, which
yeah.
I just think, I mean like, I don't know, like.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know, like, it's just.
It gets rowdy.
I cannot,
it just gets rowdy.
I cannot go into clubs with people that are under the age of 21. Like.
That's really weird.
It's weird. It's weird. Like, they all
is
have.
Is it still a thing?
Yes, at Play Bar. Yes.
It's still 18 and
because
over.
Me and my friends were there, some of my girlfriends, and like. These guys would just like run up to, like, again, all these young boys, because they didn't have wristbands. They would just run up to one of my friends and, like, just thrust into her butt and just run away.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
Literally,
like, in the high school hallways or
yes,
something.
Yes, yes. Like, literally, like, children. And they would, like, all laugh and then he, like, as he would run away.
Because, oh, I dare you, bro. I dare you, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
monkey.
And you know, like, kind of when you're drunk at the club, you're just kind of dancing, and then that would just be like a, oh, and then they'll run away. So dumb. I was like, I ain't ever going to
getting heated again.
I mean, I love playback. I love playback. Okay, but right next to Play Bar, there is probably the best udon place that you are gonna eat in Waikiki.
Oh, that's not everyone waiting in line for.
Bro.
Oh, I had them.
When Japanese tourists is coming from Japan to stand udon in that line, you know that's what's up.
Yeah.
Their tempura is so good.
Just like my dad coming to Portland, Oregon, and going to wait in line at Grand Rituals. My dad's the legend, dog. He's the GOAT. Oh, man.
Bro, but what Waikiki missing is one Namakuri Super Red. Oh. They missed you on Waianae Store.
She made a third one.
Oh, but
Waikiki Store.
But Waikiki getting 24-hour longs.
Where is them? Down in the old Hard Rock, huh?
Yes, in the old Hard Rock, yeah. Or like, oh, down that side.
See, that's another dark corner. But I think it's before the podcast. I don't know. We've been talking for all night. But anyway, there's dark spots of Waikiki, everybody. Like, it ain't all sunshine and rainbows. Like, there's some gnarly places and corners. And, like, I feel like that's kind of on Weirdo, huh? Is right at that weird intersection thing.
Yes.
Where Hard Rock and, what is that called? The one everyone gets the... Oh, that's what I'm talking about, Hard Rock Cafe. I'm talking about Planet Hollywood.
Oh, Planet Hollywood, yes. That's what I'm talking about. Not Hard Rock, Planet Hollywood.
But they're right there.
Yeah, yeah.
In that corner. That little corner thing.
Longs is upstairs, downstairs, bro. Why is there a two-story Longs? I don't know. You just have to be appreciative for what you have.
It's necessary.
Bruh, I dropped down some dollars at Longs, okay? My mom is lucky because she's getting all of that Longs, like, bucks.
Oh, yes, the CVS.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You should make a dress out of all your, that kind of all your receipts.
I should.
If you ever get invited to Nahoku Hano Hano Awards, that's what you gotta rock.
Yeah, and all I'm gonna be singing is... Kaliman, 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 please give me something to satisfy my needs.
Oh, speaking of satisfaction, it has nothing to do with it. The last thing that locals love for doing wikes is staycation.
Yes, that's what we do. I'm the hotel queen. Okay, that's what we do.
And that's what we say, we get to them later, is staycation. So people do pay money to stay in Waikiki, even though we live half hour away from Waikiki.
People get jobs that send them home to Hawaii and pay for you to have a staycation.
Yes, sir.
But that's basically what I do.
We get to staycations right after this break. Hawaii Kind Things is sponsored by Pure Vita Surf Shop, the most major surf shop on the Oregon coast. If you ever want to surf on the cold side of the Pacific Ocean, or even just learn how to surf, Pure Vita offers surf rentals and lessons on the daily. They get you covered with your wetsuit, your boots, the boards, and even an instructor if you like. So go ahead and email us at hawaiikindthingspodcast@gmail.com and we're going to email you one coupon that'll get you 20% off your rental. So take your ohana to the beach this weekend, go to Pure Vita, rent your surf gear, your surfboard, go out and have a cherry time. All right. Yes, sir. He's back with what?
So this next part is like my favorite part because, again, did I mention I was a hotel queen? Oh, did you know I'm also a pool and a gold member on Hawaiian Airlines? I'm also a platinum or almost a platinum member on the Marriott Rewards. I am also a...
Zippy's Rewards now, huh?
I was just going to say that. Yes, because I'm a local. I have a Hawaii address.
Because they just started that.
Yeah. I just got it when I went back home.
Oh, you want free chili plate?
Well, Sorry, I don't have one, but Brother Nolan has one. My dad. So I just use this one.
Why you bring your dad back?
Because you the one, right? Teasing him because he's paralyzed.
Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go.
He's been paralyzed right since 2014,
him.
People.
Right past him.
But anyway. But yeah, so... The cool thing is, though, a lot of the hotels, if you use your, like, local ID or your local driver's license, most of the time they'll give you, like, Kama Aina rate, which is, like, sometimes they'll give you free parking. Sometimes they'll take off, like, the resort fees and stuff like that.
Free parking, that's all.
No, trust me. Parking
is expensive.
Average hotel in Waikiki is going to give you $35 to $50 per night for parking. And that's just like self-parking. Valet parking will be anywhere between 50 to 55.
So, it's staycation. You might consider catching a bus.
Yeah, no, for real.
You might consider catching an Uber, dog.
Might be cheaper.
For real, though.
And not only that, but again, once you're in Waikiki, that's the beauty of it.
You don't gotta drive Noel.
Yeah, I was just telling that to my coworker earlier today. It's like, yeah, I have a rental car, but I can literally, if I wanted to, I can get a hold of a rental car. I just catch the bus, and that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, for reals.
That's the great thing. And then, like, a lot of the restaurants will give Kama Aina rates. So that's also really, really good. You might get, like, a little discount there.
You know what's funny is, like, staycation is such a, like, a big culture in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I didn't think staycation was a thing for people here in the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
When someone's like, oh, yeah, staycation, we're gonna stay on the coast. I was like, what'd you say? Like, I thought staycation was just, like, a Waikiki thing. Like, oh, yeah, staycation.
No. And even then, when you know you local going into a hotel room because you bring in half your kitchen, you also bring in half the bedroom.
The rice pot.
And then the hot plate.
Yep. So you're not gonna eat?
Yeah.
Like, people, we're not lying. When people just, locals, a lot of locals kind of just get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Going to the pool. Just walking around.
No, not even that. We get a kick out of, we can turn on the light and don't even worry about the electric bill.
Yeah, for real.
We get all of our 7 kids and we can all take a shower 5 million times and we don't even worry about the water.
And they're looking at this as an economic strategy. You gotta take the towels. You gotta take the toiletries. Masala was saying, Royal Hawaiian get the best shampoo.
Bro, they get Malie shampoo.
Bro.
Folks, I'm telling you, if you go into Ala Moana or even in Waikiki, in the international marketplace, there is a Malie store and this shampoo is so expensive. And they're giving it out like candy at the Royal Hawaiian.
Oh, bro.
And then, because I'm like a gold member, did I tell you I'm a gold member at the Marriott Rewards?
No.
So I'm a gold member there and you can't even like... On the hotel app, you can
request. Have the Royal Hawaiian app?
No. On the Marriott Rewards app, yes. Oh. But when I do my check-in, you can request to have, like, more shampoo. So I always up the shampoo.
Every morning, I wake up, click more shampoo.
Yep. The moment I wake up.
Folgers in your cup.
Before I put on my makeup. I ordered more shampoo from Malie. Okay.
Oh man.
No, I just soak in it. They give you the body cream. Oh, it's so amazing.
Okay, growing up, where you guys used to staycation at?
The Aston.
That's more towards Diamond Head. Huh?
But yeah, that's right next to the Marriott. That's right next to the Walls.
No.
I don't know what coffee shop. It had Wolfgang.
Wolfgang.
Yeah.
Wolfgang Park.
Yep.
That's the pizza, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's dangerous. Cookie Corner downstairs.
But I would, yes, Cookie Corner Subway.
Oh, we had a friend that worked at Cookie Corner.
Oh.
And so we would go to Cookie Corner at the end of the night. Just give us, she used to give us all the cookies.
Nice, yeah. Cookie Corner is still there, bro. It's still there. But we used to go, But we never used to necessarily staycation. The few times growing up, because like I said, we didn't do this until we got older, until now when I go back and stuff. But when we used to when that happened, it happened because it was like that. We would spend all day, all night at Waikiki because we made it an adventure.
Yeah.
It was like 11 o'clock at night, almost midnight, and we're trying to go home and our freaking van breaks down. And bro, you seen our van. That's like the one mode of transportation that can fit all eight of our family and all of the things that we brought to the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
So it breaks down. No, everything. The cooler, the instruments, like our food, yeah. You know, the whole nine yards, our clothes. So then, because we were literally stuck in Waikiki until someone, our uncle came to fix our van.
Yeah.
Then we had to like stay in a hotel. So like we randomly checked into a hotel at 1 o'clock in the morning. And that was the Aston. That was like the first time. We what? Started to.
How old you was?
I was like in elementary, like second grade. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I was really, really young.
Yeah, I think our the first time we did one staycation. Yeah, I was like elementary was the Hilton.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Oh, it was nothing special. We had hookups. That's the thing. Yeah, you only can stay where it's like convenient for a local. You know what I mean? Yep. Like if your family work Marriott, your family work Hilton.
Again, that's the only reason why I stay at all these Marriotts because my sister works for the Marriott.
Yeah, we had a deal when we did the Hilton.
Yep, I get a deal too. I can get like even the Royal Hawaiian when I stay there now. People, that is like a $200 hotel, and I got it for $105.
Motel 6, pretty much.
And even then, the Marriott Spa, the one that's right on the corner. Or the one that's right next to the Aston.
Yeah.
The Marriott. I got
that's where my senior prom was at.
Yes. $94 a night.
That's the one with the Moniz surf shop underneath Billabong and stuff.
I just got a rate for the Sheraton, $97 for a night. At the Sheraton Waikiki.
How much?
$97.
Oh bro.
That's the reason why we now do that with my sister's benefits.
That's nuts.
I know, right, isn't it?
So, yeah, speaking of prom, that's another reason why we would staycation.
Yeah, and I was going to say that prom is another reason.
Okay, I don't know, like, that's the thing I learned is that mainland prom is so different from Hawaii prom. Because, like, obviously it's Waikiki, and then you ask your parents for a room, and the parents get you a room, and then you get, like, three or four of your friends.
Because over here, where do they have prom? At the Western Oregon Pacific Rum.
Oh, nails.
Yes,
nails.
That's where they have prom sometimes.
Oh, our junior one was at the Hilton.
Oh, nice.
And that's when brought up to be unnamed when straight up light up on doobie on the dance floor.
But that's also when two seniors got kicked out for fighting outside of the lobby area.
After they burn up the dance floor.
While I was in the middle of me getting ready for my prom court.
Oh, if you like experience something funny, you just gotta go to a Hawaii high school prom.
Yeah.
Probably Waianae is.
No, it was fun.
Oh, we had to dance with the lights on because she didn't like that doobie.
I also was a junior prom king. Thank you very much.
Both junior and senior.
No, I was. But I also was prom court chair for both years.
Oh, mean.
You're welcome.
I was nothing.
Yeah, you were nothing.
Just a nothing, bro.
No, Kobe was just nothing in high school.
Just a nothing. Okay, after prom. Okay, yeah, people bring, like what we said, when families go there, they bring everything. You know what local is in one hotel? When you hear the freaking plastic tires of the cooler being drove over the stone.
Going to the ice machine. Going back and forth to the ice machine. Back and forth to the ice machine.
Oh, you know, they're all loud. The hotel's all quiet until the local family shows up and they're like,
now they count the towels. Big family. Okay, we give you four towels. We got to get four towels back if you like four more towels. Yeah. Nah, just kidding.
Well, because that's the thing, though. You rent the room saying, oh, yeah, just me and my wife. And then you got to plan them. Later on, everyone stay in the car in the parking lot. And then like, okay, I think we're good.
When I came to Oregon, that was the first time that I realized they charge per person in the room.
Yeah, that's why everyone lies about it.
No, but like in Hawaii, they don't do that in Hawaii because there's no way of stopping these locals from doing what we're doing.
What you gonna do? Knock on the door and say, get out.
That's what I'm saying. Like the hotels want their money and their business, and they're not gonna tell one whole like it's almost like beating a dead horse. Like, you are not gonna get these locals to stop piling in. People, I just wanna let you know. So, I used to get the Marriott, one of the corner suites because my dad's paralyzed. Thanks for bringing it up, Kobe. And so, because he's in a wheelchair, we get the handy accessible room, which comes with two bathrooms, three beds, and one of them was handy accessible, the bathrooms.
And you take that one, huh?
No. My dad takes it, but I also have a whole bathroom to myself. But then with three beds, usually it's one king and then two queens.
Oh.
I have my mom, my dad, my sister, her five kids, her husband, my brother, my sister-in-law, their four kids, and then usually my sister and my two cousins, and then my little brother and his girlfriend. If you folks did not count that, that is 21 people going in and out of my hotel room.
And what? Moana Surfrido?
No, at the Marriott.
That one.
That's the only one that we can get the suite with the handy accessible for my dad. So I'm not gonna lie, I used my dad to get that handy accessible suite, bruh.
But Uncle's enjoying
them. Yeah, no, but like even then, like a lot of times it's really just like, I'm like, Mom, come with me to the hotel. Or like, Mom and Dad, come with me to the hotel so you folks can sleep in the AC.
Yeah.
And literally like not have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
I was like, or Mom, go and shower. You hot, go and shower. You cold, go and shower. You're not feeling well, go, like you tired, go shower. Like,
yeah.
You know, don't need to worry about the laundry. Don't need to worry about making the bed. Like, honestly, like, that's why even when my mom didn't come up for Thanksgiving, like, my mom didn't come up for Thanksgiving. And so I told, like, my sister and I'm like, how about you folks not come? I was like, just let mom them come so I can just chauffeur their mom. I was like, just so that my mom has a break, man. Like,
yeah.
My mom is a full-time caregiver for my dad. And so it's like, I mean, my dad, and it's weird because, like, you know, a lot of people, and I do feel for my dad. He's in a wheelchair. He's not able to do the things that he used to. But he still does, like, doctor's appointments. He goes to therapy. He has, like, you know, almost, like, not AA meetings, but, like, support groups because he has GBS.
Uh-huh.
And my mom just has to, like, my mom has to be there because someone has to take him there. Someone has to put him in. So sometimes, a lot of times, it's just like, Mom, like, do you just want to relax? Like that. Because my dad can actually get in and out of the hotel room with the handy accessible button. He can go down to the pool. Uh-huh. There's even a lift in the pool, so if he wanted to, one of us or a lifeguard or someone at the hotel can help him get into the pool by him, you know what I mean? Like
Uncle Paul and swim.
Right, you know, and then like that, my mom can just literally sleep. Like, you know, my mom has to take care of all of us, or like all of her damn kids and all of her grandkids, and now her husband, like, it's just a lot of times that's why I am blessed that I get to do these things, because then I get to do that for my family, or at least for my mom anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's why a lot of people do this, for relax and kind of.
Yeah, truly, because people don't. I always tell people this, like, we have so much mainland friends now, and a lot of times it's like, why would you give all of that up in Hawaii? Why do we want to struggle and live three generations in one house just so we could survive?
Yeah.
Why would I want that? I don't want that.
Yeah.
Because, like, for the fact that Kobe and I can have, like, Kobe can just live here with his partner. I can have two of my girlfriends, two of my roommates, and we can comfortably live up here in the state of Oregon with just us in the household. Like, that is not heard of in the state of Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you get a bunch of kids and you're living off of the state,
yeah.
Or you don't have any kids, or you just come from a wealthier background, or yeah. You know what I mean?
People just don't understand that, is that like for a large portion of my life, I lived in one room. Like that's just how life is in Hawaii.
I shared my room from when I was born until I grew. The first time I had my own room was when I paid my own rent and lived in college, and that's when I had my own room.
Like, I had the same bed for the longest time. The bed in my room right now still is from when I was a little kid.
Oh my God, I believe that.
But when I came up here, made my own money because it's easier for getting a job. We had our own apartment.
Right.
I bought my own IKEA bed. Why? Because I can. I have, because we have accessibility to IKEA. We have accessibility, you know, to stuff like that. And it's like, people don't think about that. Like, that's the reason why it's hard for move back.
Right,
It's easy for make that decision for come up here for a better life.
And that's why, like, for me, like, not trying to diss my job or anything, but my job is an entry-level position. It doesn't pay the world, but, like, I always have to remind people, how much can anyone say that I get to live in a state where I can afford to live, and my job takes me home to a beautiful state where now I can do these things, and I can actually get a staycation in the state of Hawaii. Even if I have to work, my family gets to have a staycation, yeah. or, you know, my job and my company, bless their souls, bless their hearts, that they allow me to do the no, Masao, like, as long as you folks are taking care of everything, like, please take your family there and enjoy, and, you know, it's such a great feeling to know that now I can actually enjoy these things.
Yep, and I guess I felt like we were getting off topic for a bit, but we're really not, because that's what staycations is a lot for a lot of locals, is that, bruh, it's not cheap. Like, no matter Kama'aina, I don't care if you know somebody,
this you're still is not getting the Kama'aina rate off of a $200 hotel.
Oh, yeah, a lot of locals do it because we cannot save up enough money for go to Disneyland, for go to Las Vegas or other parts of California. So that's a vacation. I know we call them staycation, but that's for a lot of people from different parts of the island, that's the nicest and best thing they can do for the family as a vacation.
Right. Nah, let go to Disneyland, bro. Just go Aulani.
Oh, Ko'olina, though. We can walk there if we like.
Dude, we can have a whole episode just on Ko'olina. And I think we gotta do that because...
No. Oh my gosh.
If we had a whole season just of the...
I can't even count on my hands how much guests we could have on this podcast about Ko'olina. That work in Ko'olina. I've worked for Ko'olina.
I was just gonna say that you worked there.
Oh, okay. I never really worked there. I worked for Disney that made stuff for Aulani, which is the Disney resort in Ko'olina.
Right.
But anyway, before we go on to Ko'olina, just like we were saying, we can have a whole episode. This episode is not done. Waikiki, this is part one.
Yeah, this is part one, Waikiki.
Because what we're covering in the next one, we're covering music entertainment. That's where Bruno Mars was born,
right.
pretty much, as an Elvis impersonator. They still get those little shows on the top of World Hawaiian Shopping Center. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like events, like the Spam Jam. Not only that,
the international marketplace, like the Royal Hawaiian Shopping. Like, we didn't even talk about everybody yet.
You think that we talk about... No, it's not even close to what Waikiki... Right. And this is why I mentioned that we're doing a Waikiki episode to somebody. I go, really, Waikiki? It was like...
We can even do a whole episode just about the beach, like just about walls and the beach of Waikiki. Not even like Waikiki.
We didn't even talk about surfing, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Dude, they're so. We never even talk about all the mahouls playing volleyball. And then all the straight people thinking they can play volleyball until they go to the grass and see where the real volleyball players be. But no, now they have like big volleyball tournaments there, like sand tournaments. Like anyway, again, it's so dense.
We never talk about the nightlife. That's what a lot of people go to Waikiki for a lot of times.
There used to be a Nike store in Waikiki. Can we talk? Like we didn't even talk about that.
Relax, dog. Relax. It was Nike Town.
Oh, Nike Town. That's right. Nike Town.
Oh, I used to go there acting like we could afford Nike cleats. I was like, oh, yeah, if I could play in those, I could play in that.
Bro, believe it or not, I've been going to Waikiki my whole life, and I've never stepped foot in Nike Town because they're closed down.
No, it's closed down.
I've never stepped foot in Nike Town.
That's my biggest fear in life.
I never stepped...
missing out on stuff like that.
I never stepped foot in Planet Hollywood.
Okay, I think you're fine.
I never stepped foot in that Hard Rock Cafe.
Yeah, Hard Rock Cafe is a Hard Rock Cafe. It's probably the same thing.
I did step foot in, what was it, Perry's Morgue or something like that?
What is that?
There was like a buffet place right around there.
Torai.
Okay, I've been to Torai. I've been to Torai.
Right next to Doubletree.
Yes,
dog. And what you think of Doubletree? The cookies.
Bruh.
The Doubletree cookies.
Bruh.
Huh? You ever eaten in, what was that, cheeseburger place?
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
Yeah, you ever eaten?
Too many times, bro. Too many times.
I never eat that once.
TMI. And this is not TMI for Kobe. This is like TMI for the podcast. But I went on lots of old man dates at Cheeseburger
That sounds
Paradise.
Like a very old man kind it of place. Cheeseburger in Paradise.
But anyway, we don't need to talk.
Jimmy Buffett. Oh, you ever been to Jimmy Buffett's?
Stop, because remember I said that. Yes, that's above Tommy Bahama.
Going back into that, yes.
And I kept saying, oh yeah, the Tommy Bahama restaurant. And you're like, that's Tommy Buffett. I'm like, oh, I don't know. Tommy Bahama.
I just don't know. I just been going
Okay, no, this
down.
Is... I gotta tell this story. Now you just opened the can of worms. So, I was on a date with this old man, right, in Waikiki. Because that's who's in Waikiki, and that's who's paying for my dinners, okay?
Yeah.
So... I'm in Waikiki, and we go up to that Tommy Buffet buffet, or not buffet, restaurant, and...
Jimmy Buffet,
thank you. But he's been there multiple times. I've never been there.
Mixing people over here.
Yeah, I've never been there. And then I'm going to the menu looking, and he's like, oh, okay, yeah, I've been here a bunch, so you can look at the menu. The waitress comes, and she's like, oh, what do you want? And he says, he's like, oh, I want the steak salad. And he's like, oh, that's really good. Do you want to order that? And I'm like, oh, no, it's okay. Could I just get the ribeye steak, please?
Straight up white chick moment.
And then she's like, oh, do you want the 6 ounce, the 8 ounce, or I think they had a 10, like, no.
12.
12, I think. And I was like, I'll take the 12. And then she's like, oh, baby, by the way, everything's a la carte. And I'm like, oh, thanks for telling me, auntie. Could I also get the deep fried Brussels sprouts? Oh, I'll take the mashed potatoes. I'm also really parched. Can I have a Long Island iced tea? Thanks.
The whole thing. The whole thing. Actually, I can get with that souvenir shirt.
No. No, oh, wait, before that. Because I think you have to dress nice when you go in there. Like, you at least have to have...
In a Jimmy Buffett?
Yeah, I think you just have to at least have, like, sleeves or, like, it's that kind of place.
Oh, I'm sure you can even go into Tanaka, Tokyo.
But that's what he said. He's like, for older people, he's like, I kind of have to wear that. He's like, but you probably don't need to.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's like, but you know what? I want to make sure you look nice. So let's just go and buy a shirt at Tommy Bob. Dude, tell me why this man is buying me a $75, like, a lower French shirt.
Dog, that's not even Hilo hat. You know? Waste money.
But then, no, but I was nice about it. I was like, I am not going to keep this shirt. I was like, because first of all, I look Japanese already. I look like a tourist in this shirt.
You cannot wear a vibrant purple yeah, a lot
shirt. Thank you. But I told him, I was like, but just buy it in your size. And I was like, and then you can take it home after. Yeah. He's like, okay. He's like, no, that's fair. But anyway, yeah, that's what happened. And then I ate half of my steak. I finished off all the sides and ate the rest of his salad, and I gave the other half of my steak to my little brother. No, it's all right.
Because here's dinner, everybody. Yeah. Told you I'd be back with dinner.
And I had 3 Long Island iced teas because that's all they would serve me. And not because I was drunk, but because that's the only amount they serve per a table or per person.
What is like as big as this microphone?
It was skinny though. But still? It was tall. Yeah, it was tall.
Oh my gosh.
I'd say not up to the microphone, but maybe like up to the bottom of the speaker part. Okay. But still, yeah, it was a tall glass.
Oh my gosh. See, that's the thing. Waikiki so much. I get so much. But me same for the next one.
Yeah, sorry. I just like stole all the stories.
No, it's payback for me talking crap about
That's the end of part one.
Part one, Waikiki part one, because we're coming back with surfing, entertainment, the music industry, the events that goes on in Waikiki.
I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say, because you're gonna be jaw dropped. But maybe not you, because like, you know my family, and this wouldn't be a stretch for me, but like, I feel like people will be like, what?
Okay, we say after I end this then.
No, I'll accept the next time.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I think it's a cool story. And it's really memorable for me.
Okay. Anyway, just like every podcast, discount code 15% off of shopholiday.com.
Oh, wait, 15%?
But what was we doing?
No. I just saying like, wow, because before I feel like four was 10, but now like
we're offing them.
Now we're just so generous. Look at that. See? And this is just like a full circle moment. Like, you know, you folks take care of us. We trying to, or Kobe trying to take care of you guys.
No, seriously. Mahalo's like, oh, bro. Okay, gotta give the shout out to this couple that came to one of our pop-up shops. And was like, we listened to everything that you guys have put out. And my son even did one history lesson for his school project from Yumusubi episode. Like, bro.
I'm so sorry.
Like, we're so happy that you guys is listening and liking. And like what I was telling them, it's so weird because... Over here, like, especially today, I don't have my earphones on, so especially, like, it's just us having conversation in the living room. It's like, we know we're talking to you guys right now, but really, we don't know who we're talking to. So, just know that we love you guys, and we're so thankful that you guys are tuning in.
Yes.
And, Fred, there's people that's been here from the start, and the audience is growing.
Again, I'm so sorry, folks. My voice is so raspy. I don't even know why you folks have earphones in right now.
Rule.
Or, like... filling up your car speakers with my raspy, breathy voice.
Oh, man. But they love it. Also, on Instagram, go follow us at Holly Brand for all the different stuff about pop-ups and the new stuff coming out. But yes, the promo code is going to be WAIKS15.
WAIKS15.
That's WAIKS15, baby.
Oh, not Kike Sugu.
The legend. Anyway, so yes, and go ahead and email Masao at HawaiiKindThingsPodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, sir. And this is one of my favorite artists and one of my favorite songs from this artist.
It's one of the favorite songs of all time.
Like, it's just so mellow, like, and their voices and, like, them, just who they are. But this is Falling by Keahi Bai.
Yes, sir. Here we go. Okay, we see you guys, or we talk to you guys on the next episode
of We Ho.
We don't know when that's releasing, but we see you next time. Yay!
I think I'm